We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Shalom, Echo Friendly viewers, and welcome. Shalom means hello in Hebrew, which is an official language of Israel and spoken by around 8 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Garay, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Coré, channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santaní, Tipiracoa, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazo, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazo. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, channel 21 on Khan Akhtel Cable TV. In Edenet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tengel Cable TV. And channel 50 on Chimera Cable TV. In Sukhbatirsi Ling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. in Panghu County Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV, in Jiayi County Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and in Jiayi City Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows, smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States supports youth development projects in Jordan. In animal news, the spectacle flower pecker, a new bird species, is found in Borneo. In ecology news, Qatar prepares to receive a portable vegetable factory from Japan. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 28th, esteemed scientist and environmentalist Mr. Alexander King is remembered. Born in Scotland in the United Kingdom in 1909, Mr. King passed away on this day in 2007. He is recognized as a pioneer of earth-loving development. Mr. King, an award-winning research chemist, helped to commission the 1972 book, The Limits to Growth. It was very influential in raising international attention about the environment. Among his other contributions was his support to increasing the United Nations role in safeguarding the earth. For his laudable endeavors, Mr. King received numerous honors, including the 1987 Erasmus Prize. In the spirit of the caring Mr. Alexander King, may we continue our dedication to ensure a healthy and viable planet.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Mexico. Days of untimely rains at the end of January caused the river La Campana in the Valley of Mexico to burst its banks, affecting thousands of families living in the surrounding urban areas. As rescue personnel and soldiers were mobilized by the government, many families began cleaning on their own, while children stayed home from still-stranded schools. Supreme Master Television's correspondent in Mexico found out more about the resident situation.
Buenos días. Buenos días. ¿Cómo se encuentran?
Pues mal, porque mire, todo se nos perdió. Prácticamente todo perdimos.
¿Aquí a cuántos centímetros subió el nivel del...?
Pues casi 2 metros.
¿Tú te sientes bien? ¿Te has sentido bien?
No, toda mi ropa se la llevó todo el río. Se llevó toda mi ropa, mi ropero, la cama de mi mamá. Casi todo lo que habíamos luchado por siempre para tener, se lo llevo.
With deep concern and prayers for the flood afflicted, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $15,000 and asked our association's relief team to go and assist those most in need. This amount could obtain $53,000 in urgent items if bought in the United States, based on Mexico's cost of living. Traveling to the areas, our nearby association's relief team was able to bring hearty vegan meals daily to the affected families, as well as set up a medical station to assist with disaster-related conditions.
To help with the cold, damp nights, the relief team supplied some 1,500 families with blankets, as well as socks, mosquito repellent, and medicines such as antibacterial cream, aspirin, disinfectants, first aid kits, and eye drops.
Especial a la maestra Qinghai. Gracias, maestra, por ser tan humanitaria. Gracias. Y de alguna forma que Dios la bendiga, reciba muchas bendiciones de aquí del municipio de Valle de Chalco, Solidaridad, y ojalá nos pueda visitar después de que pase todo esto para conocerla. Muchísimas gracias, un saludo y muchos besos. Gracias. Que Dios los bendiga por ser tan especiales con nosotros. Gracias.
reportando para Supreme Master Television desde México.
Our appreciation, Mexican regional governments and personnel for your timely efforts. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her compassionate support of the storm affected and our association's relief team for their service. With best wishes for the steady recovery of the people of Mexico, we pray that such weather extremities are eased as more people choose kinder, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Massive earthquake strikes Chile.
At 3:34 a.m. on Saturday, February 27, an 8.8 magnitude tremor, the largest in 25 years, hit the center of the nation, costing at least 214 lives and an unknown number of injuries. The initial earthquake was quickly followed by more than 60 aftershocks, up to 6.9 in magnitude, with buildings and bridges collapsing, as well as power and communication severed in several cities. Structural damage was also noted in locations like Santiago, some 200 miles from the epicenter. Meanwhile, international tsunami alerts were sounded, with first reports of a large wave striking Chile's sparsely populated Juan Fernandez Islands, later hitting the shores of Hawaii, USA, as warnings were issued as far away as Australia and Japan. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet asked fellow citizens to try and remain calm and to contact the government if they need help.
Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our local association members please go as soon as conditions permit to see if any help is necessary in the affected areas. She also offered, if needed, $20,000 to aid the most desperately stricken, such as the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. This amount could purchase $63,000 in materials obtained in the United States based on Chile's cost of living.
We thank Your Excellency and all personnel seen to the immediate needs of the affected people. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional care extended to those in need. Our condolences to the families of lost loved ones as we pray for the survivors' safety and that such traumatic events are lessened as we all engage in gentler ways to stabilize the ecosphere.
Hundreds trapped in fatal Xinjiang avalanches. With the region experiencing some of the heaviest snow and coldest temperatures in decades, at least 7 people succumbed to 2 avalanches in China's northern Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, with more than 400 still trapped in the Ili-Kazakh Autonomous Prefecture and the township of Kunz in Heijing County, including 29 in Anilka County iron mine. Several helicopters have been dispatched to drop food, medicine, equipment for communications, as well as to assess the situation and continue rescue missions. As we send condolences to those who have lost loved ones, we sincerely thank all the emergency personnel working to save the avalanche victims. May heaven protect the people of China as we pray that such tragedies may be alleviated through humanity's greater consideration for the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Frenchman freed in Mali. Aid worker Pierre Camat was released on Tuesday, February 23rd, following a 3-month detainment. In a statement to Malian President Amadou Toumani Touré, French President Nicolas Sarkozy expressed his gratitude for the government's assistance. "We are relieved to know of Mr. Camat's safe release, wishing him a safe journey home to be warmly reunited with loved ones."
Contaminated cheese costs lives in Austria. Officials have found 7 Austrians thus far who have perished from eating cheese tainted with listeria, with 21 known to have fallen ill, several of whom required hospitalization. Contracted primarily by consuming contaminated meat, fish, or dairy, listeriosis causes up to 30% of people stricken with the bacterial infection to lose their lives. It saddens us to know of the tragic loss of life as we pray for the recovery of the afflicted. May everyone soon realize the manifold benefits of avoiding animal products through the vibrant and wholesome plant-based diet.
Loving Hut opens near Munich, Germany. In Ottobrunn, southeast of Munich, a second Loving Hut restaurant has been welcomed in Germany. Encouraged as a global concept by Supreme Master Ching Hai, Loving Hut seeks to make diverse and nutritious vegan meals available to all. At the grand opening, the Honorable Mayor of Ottobrunn, Thomas Loderer, offered his best wishes.
Diese Funktion, damit auch diesen Erfolg, wünsche ich Ihnen von ganzem Herzen.
So, sind denn alle bereit, ja?
Ja.
Ja. Okay, also so ein...
Komm, stellt
hier.
Located near the City Hall and downtown shopping area, the new Loving Hut offers a wide variety of vegan fare, including veggie schnitzel, veggie burgers, Thai curry, Olexis or Vietnamese noodle soup, and a delectable selection of vegan desserts. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent spoke with customers about their dining experience.
Und wie schmeckt es Ihnen?
Wunderbar. Das ist ganz ausgezeichnet. Also ich denke, dass man lernen kann, dass man kein Fleisch essen muss.
Sehr gut. Also es ist wunderbar alles. Und alles so mit viel Liebe gemacht. Und da schmeckt es natürlich noch viel besser.
Und es hat so fein geschmeckt, dass ich sagen kann, also solche Geschmackserlebnisse hatte ich jetzt seit 30 Jahren nicht mehr. Es war so wahnsinnig toll gewürzt und so eine so tolle Qualität vom Essen, dass ich rundum begeistert bin. Schmeckt sehr gut.
We thank Honorable Mayor Loderer for his presence at the opening ceremony as we congratulate the new Loving Hut Munich. Our appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her devotion to a compassionate earth from which Loving Huts worldwide find steadfast support. May peace permeate our planet as more and more adopt the kind vegan lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Shepherd canine saves family. In Ohio, USA, Cyrus the German Shepherd put himself in harm's way to save his human companions as he first barked an alert and then delayed the entry of an armed intruder. Human caregiver Michelle Pryor was thus able to hide her baby and awaken her fiancé. Cyrus, meanwhile, miraculously survived two bullet wounds. Miss Pryor later said, "I couldn't believe it. He saved my baby. He saved our lives. He's our guardian angel." We join in a heartfelt salute, loyal Cyrus, for your heroic actions, as we wish you a swift recuperation to health. Your touching example of selfless love surely inspires us all. For his noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Cyrus with the Shining World Hero Award and contributing $300 toward his veterinary treatment.
Save our planet. Seychelles threatened by rising sea levels. In the Indian Ocean nation of 155 islands and 80,000 people, beaches have become noticeably more crowded as the ocean waters have crept inland within just a decade. Apart from the country's infrastructure becoming inundated by the forecast of a 2-meter sea level rise, other urgent problems include once thriving coral reefs that are already dying due to warmer ocean temperatures.
The increased heat is also threatening animal species such as a rare sea turtle that depends on stable temperatures to bear its young. Knowing of this increasingly urgent situation, Seychelles President James Mitchell had addressed the United Nations Copenhagen Climate Conference in December 2009, saying, "I am not here to celebrate the limited progress, but to speak out once again, as we have always done, of our fight for survival, our human right to exist."
Your Excellency, we are touched by your concerned appeal for climate action. Let us join in united efforts to stabilize the environment for the preservation of our globally shared planetary home.
In an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her deep concern for all sinking island nations, offering the one sure remedy for their safety.
The threats imposed by global warming are more than imminent. They are already here. As you can see, through many disasters, upheavals, climate refugees phenomena around the world, it's the rising sea levels as well that force people to lose their homes, their ancestral home, to go begging elsewhere, losing also their dignity, losing everything, not just physical possession, losing their loved ones as well. We must change while there is still time. If we want to receive the mercy of heaven for our life here on earth, we must first be merciful in granting the same dignity and freedom of life to the animals. So, please everyone, plant veg, be veg. And we can go green later when we already save the planet.
Save Our Planet, media members and animal advocates join in calling for the release of all captive whales and dolphins as biologists report following a tragic accident that these intelligent and social animals should not be subjected to the extreme stress of confinement.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers find that human-generated noise pollution, such as the sounds of boat engines, can impair the response time of marine organisms, such as the hermit crab, which could have severe impact on their survival.
Save Our Planet. As Chinese citizens become more conscious of their transportation eco-footprint, many are choosing electric bikes, with approximately 120 million currently on the roads and rising.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based fuel cell company Orja Protronics announces a new technology that generates 50 times more power, enabling electric vehicles to travel over 400 miles on a single charge.
Friends, I'm Minnie the Panda, and my diet is all plant-based. It contains no animal products. I have a tip from loving Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please remove your shoes before entering your house. Wearing slippers in the house can help keep your house clean for a long time and reduce cleaning work by more than half. Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this thoughtful tip, and thank you, gentle viewers, for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
humanitarian news, the United States supports youth development in Jordan. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has donated equipment to Amman's Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib Society Clinic, which provides medical care for young orphan girls and the local community. USAID Jordan Mission Director Mr. J. Knott stated, "The agency projects are structured to help prepare young people to be successful in the job market. In 2009, approximately 85,000 individuals benefited from its programs." Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. J. Knott, U.S. Agency for International Development and Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib Society, for your generosity and caring endeavors. May the vibrant Jordanian citizens be blessed with bright and happy futures on a long-lasting earth.
In animal news, a new bird species is discovered in Borneo. Mr. Richard Webster of the University of Leeds, United Kingdom, was a member of the group that spotted the small bird in the rainforests. Named the speckled flower pecker, the beautiful avian has the grey and white stripes. The leader of the WWF's formerly known as the World Wildlife Fund Heart of Borneo Initiative, Mr. Adam Tomasek, stated, "The discovery of a new bird species in the heart of Borneo underlies the incredible diversity of this remarkable area. Bravo, Mr. Richard Webster and team, for your amazing finding. May all our fantastic feathered friends be graced with welcome and safe homes on our shared planet." Up next on Noteworthy News, 2,000 leafy vegetables will be grown in a shipping container that can utilize solar energy. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more significant news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a nobler world. In ecology news, Qatar prepares to receive the first portable vegetable factory from Japan. A specially designed shipping container that can go up to 2,000 leafy vegetables at one time will arrive in April 2010. It has been ordered from the Mitsubishi Chemical Corporation in Tokyo, a company which creates a variety of products for cars, offices, and more. The unit can utilize either solar or electrical power. It is heat insulated with features that include air conditioning and light-emitting diode or LED lights. Congratulations, Qatar, on your upcoming and innovative new gardens. May all people look to nature's ample bounty of fruits and vegetables for a thriving and sustainable world.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told in Cantonese entitled Sensitive Document.
他發現執行長手裡面拿著一張紙，站在睡自己前。執行長就說了，聽著，這份是很機密、很重要的文件，我的秘書已經收工回了屋企了，你會用這台機器嗎？年輕主管就回答，當然會啦。他打開部機器，將張紙塞進去，並按下開始鍵。太好了，太好了，當張紙消失在機器裡面的時候，執行長就說了，
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am Malika from Kuwait. I am a viewer of your channel. I love your channel because it is very good. Good luck, Malika from Kuwait.
Sweet Malika, thank you for your kind note. We are happy to hear that you enjoy Supreme Master Television. With Allah's grace to you and your kind co-citizens of Kuwait.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Yevarech Hayel, which means God bless in Hebrew.
May your life be illuminated by divine inspiration and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The International Monetary Fund and World Bank have agreed to forgive $1.9 billion in debt for the Republic of Congo in recognition of implemented measures contributing to the nation's stability.
South Korea donates $100,000 in emergency aid to help with recovery efforts following an avalanche in Afghanistan.
Azerbaijan and Slovenia agree to waive visa requirements for diplomatic passport holders who may also stay for visits of up to 6 months.
First Lady of Egypt, Suzanne Mubarak, hosts the premier conference of the women parliamentarians of the Union for Mediterranean, where discussions centered on climate change and food supplies, as well as eliminating poverty.
Uzbek President Islam Karimov welcomes U.S. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke for talks of mutual interest, including development of relations to bring about peace and stability to Afghanistan.
California, USA, Z Pizza receives PETA 2's Libby Award for the most vegan-friendly restaurant chain for vegan menu options that include a pizza with vegan cheese, veggies, and veggie burger crumbles.
As part of a recent peace accord, the Sudanese government releases 57 justice and equality movement members from their detainment since 2008, with plans to free the other 57 as negotiations continue.
Through the efforts of Mr. Zhang Xu of China and generous residents who have donated in response to his online postings, many disabled homeless persons have regained stable lives.
Ghana's President John Evans Atta Mills and Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf speak of furthering trade relations, as President Sirleaf also conveys appreciation for Ghana's kind hosting of Liberian refugees during a time of need.
Olac Xis or Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister and Chair of the National Committee for the Elderly, Nguyen Xin Hung, announces a new program to provide all 7.7 million elderly citizens with permanent housing and health care.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.